Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey B. has researched grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B's Outdoor Adventure. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Fall, it is the perfect time of the year. Well, I say that every season because me, I just want to be in the outdoors. Yes, fall is for pumpkin picking. It is for apple pies. And by the way, I love apple pies. It's funny, love them, but I probably only eat them on Thanksgiving. But I'm going to make a special trip this year for my fall festival at my house. A couple apple pies going on. But the fall color peak season depends on where you live in the country or where you're willing to travel to. Remember, this show is the Fall Color Bike Ride Show. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or at one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. So here are a few of my favorite rides in the country. Always number one, and it's got to be, is New England. The cool air and the colors make the sugar maples. It's astounding. I'm going to tell you, you always talk about the postcards. That is one of the postcards. Now, here's a good science fact. Don't know if you know it. Well, we'll share it with you. Do you know what causes great fall color? You need two things. You need a cool, moist fall, and the colors, they'll explode. Henceforth, that's why New England is always special, because it's cool up there. And when you get a little rain going on, you get the colors that just, and I use the word exploding, just like they're there. Now, on my list, I'm going to continue in the east, because New York State, they have some of the greatest bike trails. So I'm going to say staying on the east, but we're going to bounce westward right now into the Corn Belt. And I'm going to tell you the Golden Browns. Some people say, well, I think the dull. Well, I'm going to tell you right now. I remember the day after Thanksgiving with my cousin Donnie B, and we would be hiking. And when you see the blend of golden browns, gold, tan, beige, however you want to describe it, they are, I'll say, some of my favorite shades of, and I actually jotted myself a note of the yellow gold browns. It really is. So something to behold, because you always hear about beauties in the eye of the beholder. Take a look at some of the photos, and I hope that you get out there to bike through and take some of the photos that are out there. Now, have you ever witnessed the quaking aspens on the back roads of Colorado? If you don't, then you need to plan a trip. That is spectacular. In Colorado, hey, we always talk about levels of fitness, so make sure that you are ready for fitness, because we're talking about a mountainous region. So continuing on in the mountains, also in the Rockies, two of my favorite states, but I always say this because it's like every season is my favorite season. I do have many favorite western states, but two of them, Montana and Wyoming. Remember, the colors turn quicker in colder climates. And with that being said, also remember in Montana, the snow date is August 27th. So we're already past that. And I've hit major snowstorms in the top of the Rockies in late August. So just keep that in mind as well. So we're going to bounce on to the West Coast. Well, hopefully there's enough air in the tires of your bike so you're not just bouncing, you're riding away. Well, Washington and Oregon, they are extraordinary. I've probably used more 3 or 4 syllable words in the last 2 minutes to describe the fall color than on any other show. Maybe because you need to get out your bike and pedal. It's just really, I'll say, spectacular. Look at all those syllables I just used. Well, why don't you tweet me a photo of your favorite fall color bike ride at Joey B Outdoors, J-O-E-Y-B-E Outdoors. I get so many cool comments from you folks. But don't tweet it now, because you need to continue to listen to this show. So now let's turn our attention to creating a combo trip bike ride, and then we'll move on to gear and safety. So the combo platter, here we go. How about throwing a backpackable rod into your pack? See, I love to trout fish through the colors. I wait for the turn from warm to cool. And when it goes warm to cool, especially those nights, the waters just cool down. And I am getting trout. And actually, some of my more spectacular fishing photos aren't of fish. They happen to be of the colors surrounding the mountains as I'm fishing mountain streams. Now, for you birders out there, and I am a birder, I'll actually be recording a podcast show on the road next week about migration. Now, how about migration, mountaintops, and ridges for a collage of color that makes for some great moments? And hey, while you're birding, you can be checking out the colors that are there. So putting into the backpack a rod, or putting into the backpack, and I actually have a smaller pair because I have the large binos for, you know, when I'm actually doing some migration counts and all that as a scientist. But as the outdoor man, I have a smaller pair of binos, and those are in the packs. And what about photographs? So for you photographers out there, biking is a great way to go from place to place. You see, sometimes it's like you can't get to a place via vehicle, but you can get there via bike. And I'm also saying this to you. If you happen to be an off-road biking person, please stay on trails. We have too many people that are destroying the outdoors and creating new trails. But I'm saying getting some great photographs. So how about in the same backpack having a fishing rod, having a pair of binoculars, and a camera? So I would say that. Now, fall is also the perfect time for family bike outings. With that, I say look for wider paved trails. You know, off the beaten path, it's also important to teach the rules of the road about staying right, letting others pass, and most important, being courteous. In today's society, we just have to be, kinder, gentler people. Make it a pleasant ride for all. For those of you that live at the shore, take out those cruisers. And if you have never biked at the shore, you have never seen a cruiser bike. You get to see the waves, the water, and the extravaganza of colors, because I keep going with those big words here, because, I'm probably going to use up my allotment of large words for the year right now. It actually hurts for me, to say those words with all those syllables. Well, you know what? It is a great place to be along the shore. I am a sunrise guy, so I can bike from place to place, and I bike to one place, get the actual sunrise, but it just doesn't stop. Get on my bike and I move a little bit because it might be a rock jetty, or it might be a fisherman that I see, a surfer, and my photographs continue, but my bike is the vehicle that takes me from place to place. How about changing up your routine for those of you who bike for daily workouts? Find trails that will add enjoyment to your ride. You know, sometimes, and I know we many times don't have a lot of time, because many people will actually bike before work. And with the changing times, if you're trying to bike after work, you run into a problem because sunlight is diminishing. Well, I'm going to tell you, there are so many trails, even if you live near a city or in a city, there are so many trails that you can find just to add some more enjoyment to what's going on. Vacationing? You can rent bikes just about anywhere. Once I get to a vacation spot, I put my truck away, pull my bike out, and it's an easy way to see new locations. I mean, if it's just for me, it's just like, I got to run to the store, grab a few groceries. It's the bike. Going back to the fishing rod, it's the bike. Family outings, it's the bike. So gearing up for any outdoor adventure is important. The correct gear will make your excursion a safer one. First and foremost, a bike helmet. I'm telling you, I wear one all the time. I use a skull cap that football players use under the helmets. This cuts down on the sun beating down on your cranium. Remember, I'm a scientist. I could say it, but I say cranium. And for those of you that are losing your hair, some people tell me that I just slightly am losing my hair there. I have been losing it probably since age 22. Well, it's a must. So I use it, but let me tell you, hair or no hair, it does work pretty well. Now, I have two pouches on my bike. One that fits my bike lock, yes. You will stop somewhere, use it or lose it. So you see, sometimes, and I'll get into about pedaling into towns and things, sometimes you just make a decision to stop as a group. So I think that's important. I also created a 20-foot cable lock. It's really for my kayaks because sometimes, you know, we'll have four kayaks loaded on the truck. We stop in a town. We're done kayaking for the day. We stop in a town. We stop somewhere for maybe some good coffee, ice cream. And I have now a lock that I could just, you know, the cable just weave through everything. Well, it also works well for my bikes on my truck as well. So just something for you to think about. How about, I really think this is one of the more important deals. I always talk about having some first aid, but how about comfortable shoes? The biking shoes, which to me are like the Dutch shoes that are just hard and can't bend them, they don't do it for me. You will eventually end up, and this is just me in the biking trails, you end up in this like quaint old town. You want to walk and stroll through. Sometimes you want to stop for lunch. I always used my Adidas Sambas as my biking shoe just because they're comfortable. They're comfortable to walk around in. They're comfortable to bike in. So I really, now, speaking of stopping, make sure that in your pouches you have some dollars and your credit card as well as your ID. Now, I'm going to let you know that you, when you're done with your trip or if you're getting off your bike, you make sure that credit card goes with you, your ID goes with you. Hydration, super important. And on one of these stops, you can always reload the water bottles. And I always recommend using a BPA-free water bottle. So if hydration is important, because your cells need that for, and I can go into how it converts with, it doesn't convert, but it uses the energy. Well, we're not going to do science behind, but hydration all the time. A comfortable fitting backpack is vital for a successful fall bike ride. For me, it's the Tranquility Mountain Backpack. How about the Joey B Signature Series? Well, I designed and tested their backpacks. I tested them for comfort. And there's a side pouch I created for a large water bottle. You can put fishing rod cases in there. You can put your binos in there. You can put a spotting scope inside of there. It's just about anything you could imagine goes there. And it's got a mesh in there that, so you get some airflow between your back and the actual backpack. It does work. Yeah. Hey, am I pushing the backpacks? Yeah. Well, go find a good comfortable one. But the Tranquility Mountain backpacks, well, they work for me. But in that pack, how about a change of shirts? I always use a wicking layer, wicking socks. And what that means is the moisture when you sweat. And again, if you don't know this, the reason why you get cold is when your sweat against your body, the water gets cold, cools down. That's how you cool down. So you want to get a wicking layer to get that moisture away from your body so you can use that. And hey, some of the wicking layers I have are just fashionable shirts because I need to look fashionable out in the wild. Well, now, how about also in that backpack, how about quality energy snacks? And I'm just going to throw a few at you because how about walnuts and almonds? Some granola, dried cranberries or raisins, or a mixture because you can do the Joey B. Gorp method and just mix them all together. I also take a baseball hat, so when I take my helmet off, so my long, flowing, non-hair, I live in baseball hats and sunglasses just because, really, that's who I am and it's comfortable. So when I get off the bike and take the helmet off for a while, because sometimes when you get those long rides, you actually do want just to change for a little bit. And I'm going to tell you, the baseball hat works for me. You should sunblock up prior and always a half hour before any outdoor activity because you want it to be absorbed into the system. But bring along some extra one in a Ziploc. And now, I know that I've shared this. If you've never heard these stories, flying out to Montana to go do my grizzly bear research, I land there almost like in the middle of the night, going to meet the science team the next morning, big backpack, off to the Rockies, gone for months. Well, my shampoo opened up inside my backpack. And it was like goo all over. Use a Ziploc. I am flying down to Tennessee to go play soccer many years ago. And my shaving cream without a Ziploc. Because, hey, how many times do you have to run into a brick wall before you realize it hurts? Well, me, obviously, too. And the shaving cream opened up and that was a can opening up. And was all over. It was like dried crust all over my toiletries. So I'm going to tell you, anytime you can use a Ziploc, use one. Now, first aid kit, I mentioned it, always have to have it. I have one in my truck. I have a large one in my truck because, you know, when we're filming the Joey B TV, you got a camera crew out there and you just don't know what can go on. And I've created like out of an extra, see, being able to own many Tranquility Mountain backpacks, I have one that is strictly, think about this, is filled with first aid gear. Got a smaller one for my pouch on my bike, but it's also important. How about first aid for your bike? A pump attached to the frame. There are times when you just like, you need to check your tires all the time. Sometimes the people you travel with have not checked their tires. So I always have that pump right attached to my bike. On the pouch, I have inside the pouch in a Ziploc, I've got a kit for my tires, your patch kit, and rubber gloves. And the rubber gloves is Coach Gorski and I, years back, were biking. It was late summer, so it wasn't quite for you, late summer. And we're biking through some beautiful cornfields, and my chain pops off. And Coach pulls out of his backpack. He goes, here, use these because I know you don't have yours. And he pulls out of a Ziploc. He pulls two rubber gloves so I'm able to put the chain back on without getting grease on my hands. He has a little cloth inside there, inside the same Ziploc. Take the rubber gloves off, put everything back in the Ziploc, and you're off you go. So now in my pouch, I always have a cloth and two rubber gloves just for chainification. So if that happens to you. Now, I always pre-plan my biking route. Prior to any outdoor trip, I spend time on a computer just to map out my travel. I just want to know that I know where I'm going. So when I'm on the bike, you know, many people use maps and GPS. You know, you get lost once, and you will definitely plan the rest for the rest of your life. Because I'm going to tell you right now, getting lost is not a good thing. Getting lost, especially towards the end of the day when you're going, I'm so tired. Sometimes you, because we talk about the fitness level of everyone. So that's very important because understanding the pace of your riders in your party is important. You know, the youth, what distance can they actually travel to be comfortable? You know, when I'm with Gabby, I'll always say to Gab, how far do you want to go? And, you know, she's pretty fit, but, you know, is she fit enough to go the extra distance? So you have to figure that out. And I'm not just talking about the youth because there are many adults who say I can bike and are not fit. So you need to figure that out. Also, as you're biking, you will string out along the trail and it's okay, but make sure that you have predetermined rest points because you could say, hey, at mile marker 5, we're going to stop. And, you know, so there will be a lead rider. He will stop, she will stop, wherever it is. At that stop, it's important that you discuss with everyone to rest a little bit, rehydration, and energy replacement. And that should be mandatory for everyone. Very important because, once again, you're looking at the safety seat. Whether you're organizing the trip or not, just take it under consideration that you are responsible for the safety of everyone and rehydrating and energy should be mandatory everywhere you go. Check everyone's health at that point. Just ask them, hey, how you feeling? What do you need? Take care of the first aid. For example, blisters can actually ruin a trip. Hey, whether you're hiking on a trail or you're biking on a trail or on the road. So let's take care of that. Currently, I am planning a new day trip on the bike for Gabby and I on the DNR Canal Trail, which is the perfect for a fall color bike run for us. What about you? Until next time, enjoy life's adventures.
You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.